Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
Hey, and good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to catch our drift. Joining me in studio, Ipsy Ed Bondering.
Hey, good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for joining in to catch our drift.
Yeah, thanks for filling in for me last week.
Hey, I'm trying to get the hang of it. I think I'm getting a little bit better.
Yeah, it just takes time.
I didn't get any hate mail this week.
No, I did not get any hate mail this week. But I wasn't doing anything, so... No, it just takes time. You know what I mean? This is 6 years for me now doing this. So,
Rick helped too. That was helpful.
Rick's a natural. He's good at it. He can talk a million. He could do five shows in a row, and I think he'd probably like to. So
he does.
Last week he did. Yeah. So what we do on The Drift every Saturday is go over the news we put on thedailydrift.com. It's the news.
You need to know.
Yeah, perfect. And if you miss us live, you can catch us at talkamericaradio.us Saturday and Sunday evenings. And Spreaker and YouTube and SoundCloud, we're on all over the place, so you can find us. So,
and friend us on Facebook, and you'll see the links pop up in your notifications.
Facebook, Twitter, you name it, we're out there, so you can find us. And so this is our Christmas show. It's Christmas Eve.
Woo! That explains all the garland and the flashing lights in the studio and the hats and the
Derek wearing his elf hat.
Yes, that's amazing. We got to put that on Facebook. That elf hat's just amazing. Yeah, especially the flashing light on the tip of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Merry Christmas, Mele Kalikimaka.
See,
I bet you didn't know I knew Hawaiian.
No, right? I didn't know you knew that.
Kelly Melekimaka. Yeah, Kalikimaka.
How much more do you know than that?
I can tell you this.
And aloha.
If someone can call in, there's only like 17 letters in the Hawaiian alphabet.
Seriously?
17. You know why?
That explains why they reuse them so much.
Exactly. Because allegedly, and I don't know if they were Jesuits or whatever the priests that showed up to do them, they only got around to doing the first 17. That's why the Hawaiian language has so many K's and L's and M's and whatever. And they only got 17
letters. Colonization cheating the natives, not giving them all the letters. You know, it's.
And look at me culturally appropriating the Hawaiian language. Yes. Shame on me.
Shame on you.
Mele Kalikimaka. Okay. We'll have to look that one up, Derek. Maybe we'll play that third.
Oh, I thought you were going to play that.
I got some good ones. No, I don't have that. But our sponsor this half hour, let's take care of a little business, is AAA Service Network. So if you're looking to get your air, your heat, your plumbing, your appliances, anything done, call AAA Service Network, 1-800-FIX-IT-NOW, 1-800-FIX-IT-NOW.com, or you can call in Brighton, 810-227-1050. That's 810-227-1050. Call them up. Ed's got a great company. And if you go to currentonline.com, COU. RANTonline.com. You'll see all the coupons that he has available.
Yeah, take advantage of those coupons.
Yeah, on the back page. So just scroll down to the back page of the current, the December current. And you'll
see, open it up to the back page in your mailbox.
Yes, absolutely. So all kinds of great stuff, up to $500 off a heating and AC system if you're looking to replace. They got up to $300 off a new water softener systems. So lots of stuff going on. Technology's making furnaces and softeners and everything.
Yeah,
so much better
yourself anymore.
Yeah, if you've got one that's 5-10 years old, man, just upgrade. Do yourself a favor. You'll save yourself a buttload of money. Okay, so the biggest news this week? I'm not tired of winning. I've done the calculator, right? I'm going to get allegedly like $2,000 or so.
Wow.
Did you do yours?
I just looked at the numbers and I get a 1% discount.
That's all you're saying?
In my 1%? Tax bracket, I get 1% down. Maybe. Now, and then since I itemize, the increased standard deduction really isn't going to do much for me unless it exceeds what I itemize, which I don't have mortgage anymore, so I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. Let the pros do it. See, I have somebody do my taxes. I stopped doing my taxes a long time ago. I learned that.
I have this firm called H&R Blocker Tax.
I had used them in the past, and then I got a new person, and not to knock H&R Block, because you're always welcome to advertise.
I use the software.
I got a lady out of Brighton, and she's been really good. She found us a whole bunch of stuff, and so, you know, it's but big changes.
Well, I'm probably going to have to do that myself now because I've got to change my income structure.
Yeah. So let's play track one, Derek, if you've got it ready. This is President Trump as he's signing, because he didn't wait. They said he was going to wait until January and do this great big
signing ceremony.
Ceremony and the whole nine yards, and then he kind of had second thoughts and said, let's just get it done. Get Christmas early. Give us the stuff, and let's get this done. And you know what? Kudos to Mitch McConnell in the Senate and to Speaker Ryan in the House. Everybody came together. It's not perfect. I know it's not perfect. Not everyone got everything they wanted.
Chuckie Schumer didn't get what he wanted. It is perfect. It's perfect.
He got nothing. Yeah. He got what he deserved.
You get nothing, sir, Willy Wonka.
Exactly right. So I just – Derek, you got that ready? Okay, let's listen to the president as he's signing this. And I learned something else. So listen very carefully after you get through this. Go ahead.
So I'll sign this today rather than having a very big formal ceremony in 2 weeks when we were going to do it, because I didn't want you folks to say that I wasn't keeping my promise. I am keeping my promise. I'm signing it before Christmas. I said that the bill would be on my desk before Christmas, and you are holding me literally to that. So we did a rush job today. It's not fancy, but it's the Oval Office. It's the great Oval Office. And just to conclude, our country is doing very well. We've tremendously cut regulations, legislative approvals, for which I'm given no credit in the mainstream media. We have, I believe it's 88, which is number one in the history of our country. Second now is Harry Truman. Harry Truman had more legislative approvals than any other president, and a record long held. And we beat him on legislative approvals, for which I get no credit. A lot of people say he needed this because he has had no legislative approvals. Well, if you look at VA Accountability Act and so many other bills having to do with the VA, having to do with the military, having to do with many things, we have more legislative victories than any other president, not including this, but this is the capper, because this is, again, the biggest tax cut, biggest reform of all time. So it's an honor to have you with us, and we will sign this right now. This is something I'm very proud of. Great for our country, great for the American people. Thank you all.
Okay, so I learned, you know, we're in the business, right? Mm-hmm. I did not know that we had more legislative action done in this first year under President Trump than anyone.
And how
beating
did you,
that record of Harry Truman.
And how did you learn that?
Right there on that clip.
Exactly. The president has to tell you these things. Now, it sounds like he's blowing his own horn, okay?
And he should.
Well, he should, because nobody else will toot it for him. He's not getting the support. He's not getting the recognition. He doesn't need support, but he doesn't get the recognition in the Soviet-style media that we have today.
Yeah. You know, I would like to see the president, you know, they call it the fireside chat, whatever. I don't care how you do it. Do it on Periscope. You know, do it on Periscope, which then feeds to Twitter and Facebook. Do it once a week. And he doesn't have to just do it himself. He can have any of his cabinet members come out. I would like to see him and or his cabinet members do just a quickie once a week. And you know the mainstream media is going to have to cover it, right?
Isn't there supposed to be every Saturday presidential?
I don't know if they still do the radio
address or not.
You know, either way, it's not getting coverage.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So it just drives me crazy. Let's take a call from Will in Ypsilanti. Will, welcome to the show.
Hey, Will. Merry Christmas.
Hey, gentlemen. I just called for one reason, and because it's back again, it's good to say I want to wish you a Merry Christmas, and may you both have a blessed New Year.
Oh, thank you, man. Will. You too, man. Mele kiliki maka.
There you go. I mean, it's nice also because President Trump has ushered in back an era again that we lost in the last, you know, last 8 years, where we were almost shamed to be Christian, and now I am not. I'm very proud, although I was very vociferous on my end. So, again, Merry Christmas. God bless you both, and I'm still waiting for my Ferrari from Santa Claus.
You know, yeah, you're not going to get. You might get a Corvette, though, man. It's Make America Great, Will. Yes, not Ferraris. Not Italy, right?
That's true. Well, okay, since I'm a Ford man, I want a Mustang GT.
There you go. Now that's a ride. That's an all-American ride. Well,
the Shelby.
Thank
Shelby.
You so much.
Yeah.
Absolutely. For taking my call.
You got it. Thanks, Will. Merry Christmas to you.
You know,
you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That, you know, I told you I felt a little bit holiday blah coming in. That cheered me up.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah, few more of those, and I might walk out of here bubbly today.
Let's expound that a little. Why were you feeling down?
I don't want to go into that. It's just Christmas. I don't have a lot of relatives that I can, you know, my kids are gone. You know, when you have male children, they will go to the wife's. Let's put it that way.
So
much for having
family
dinner at home.
Is that what you're saying? Empty nesting.
Sort of, yep.
Yeah,
yep. We were going to go to Frankenmuth, but at the last minute, we're going to go to Frankenmuth for Christmas dinner. The last minute, one of my nieces, through my sister, let us know we were invited. So thank you.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yes.
See, it's nice, right? I'm going to my brother's for
Doug.
Yes, I always forget you know Doug for Chinese food.
I knew you.
So
yes,
we're going to do the duck thing. I don't.
Oh,
I don't.
Not a turducken. Oh yeah, fa bra ra ra ra.
That's right.
I'm sorry.
I'm sure they won't buy the duck with the neck sticking out and all that kind of stuff. But one of my favorite parts of that movie. Right.
Yeah. We did some caroling as a church, and we started singing instead of fa la 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 la. We were singing fa ra ra ra. Yeah, we were cracking each other up, so we had to drop that one.
Yeah, how PC of you not to be doing that, Ed. Shame on you. Okay, so, well, I couldn't get my Christmas tree up. I don't know where the Christmas tree stand that goes with the fiber optic tree that's old as the hills.
Maybe that's the extra stand I found in my garage. Do you have any socks? I'm missing socks.
How would my stuff be in your garage?
I don't know where the socks go. I figure it's an interdimensional time warp thing.
Yeah, it could be. I'm missing the stand. I don't know where it is. It's heartbreaking for me because I've had this tree since 21 years, right? And it's the fiber optic. The light comes up through the thing, comes out, and it rotates. Oh, it's just beautiful. Well, it's a little beat up now. It's starting to look a little Charlie Brownish, if you ask me. But it's still a really cool tree once you dress it up and cover the bare spots and stuff with garland and the other stuff. I got nothing.
You know. Fill it in with big bulbs. Yeah.
We got nothing. So
I'll build you a stand.
It's got to have the fiber optic light thing in the base that shines up through it.
Oh, geez, that is bad news.
Yeah, it's going to have to probably go in the garbage. Not particularly happy about it. Well, Derek, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about how the Dems reacted to the signing of the tax reform bill. All right, we'll see you all on the other side.
Experience and quality. These are two important words when it comes to auto body repairs. The last thing you need is more stress. That's why City Body on East Cross Street in Ypsilanti's historic depot town offers the finest quality collision repair service available. And they guarantee their work in writing. City Body can accommodate any collision or glass replacement need. As Ypsilanti's oldest and most recognized repair shop, City Body wants each customer's visit to be a positive experience, and they work diligently towards that goal. Customer services include free loaner cars for qualifying customers, rental cars, hassle-free insurance claims, drive-in estimating with estimates given in 30 minutes, and even towing if your car is undrivable. City Body, 20 East Cross Street in Ypsilanti's Depot Town, and open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call 734-482-4737 or visit citybody.com.
A&H Lawn Service in Saline serves all of Southeast Michigan. Co-founders Tim and Brandon have been offering professional lawn maintenance since 1991. Landscape construction, lawn and landscape maintenance, irrigation systems, winterizing, and snow removal. Let A&H Lawn Service help your business with landscaping solutions for today and tomorrow. Tim and Brandon have the professional experience you can count on. Call them today at 734-429-5778. See how their business can help your business. Visit A&H Lawn Service online at ahlawncare.com. Better yet, call Tim and Brandon today at 734-429-5778. Find out how they can make your business look a whole lot better. That's A&H Lawn Service, ahlawncare.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Austin, the A in A&H Lawn Service. Brandon and I started our landscape business in 1991 and grown our business into a full-service landscape and landscape maintenance company. We would love to add your name to our list of happy customers.
Melikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night.
There you go.
Yeah, it is, because Bing Crosby did do a Christmas album.
Yeah,
I pointed that out to Theron on his show. Yeah,
Bing Crosby doing Melikilikimaka.
Okay, we're going to play it again. Everybody sing along. Everybody knows the words of this Christmas
carol. You don't want to hear me.
Thank you, Derek.
Though I actually hit the tune the other night in the car while I was driving. I was like, hey, that sounds pretty good. But I'm sure it didn't, but it sounded good to me, right? Okay, so the tax reform is passed, and according to a liberal think tank, 83% of Americans are going to get some kind of a break, right? You may only get your 1%.
It's a break.
It's a break. It's better than nothing, right?
And if the economy picks up.
Yeah, and what people don't realize, even if it doesn't help you on your taxes so much, the improved economy means you may well be getting a raise, a bonus. Your property may increase in value. You might get your stocks, your 401ks for sure.
If you worked for AT&T, you got a bonus.
AT&T?
If you worked for Boeing, you got a bonus. I forget the other two corporations.
PNC?
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of them.
Fifth Third. Yep.
So there's a whole bunch of companies that are doing this. In fact, I was going to tweet out the other day, hey, now it's time for you business corporations to butch up and do what you need to do to help spread the wealth a little bit. And I didn't have to. It already, boom.
And that bonus goes into the economy.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so it goes into the economy. So all of a sudden, there are more people spending money. They're going to buy stuff from the company that you work for.
Yeah. And the guy that owns the Patriots, right? He said not only did he, I think he gave the bonuses, he's also building a new plant for Kraft, I think, down in North Carolina or South Carolina.
Okay.
I saw that. I think it's on the Drift. I'm pretty sure I put it on anyways. You think I could just scroll down and find it, but when you're sitting here in the studio with all these things around you, it's not always the easiest thing to do, you know? But it is helping, and yet the Dems are out there spouting, it's bad, it's for the rich only, blah, 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 blah. And then, of course, not that I believe the polls. They're saying these polls make everybody hate it. You know, only 18% of the people really like this tax reform. Oh, that's a bunch of hooey.
Well, I think that what the Dems are doing is the Pelosi, you know, apocalypse, Schumer, and all these guys, they're bad-mouthing it because we're coming up into a midterm.
Yeah.
And if people don't research what's going on and all they hear is from the Soviet-style media what they get, you know, then they're not going to – come the next election, they're just going to remember what the Dems said. So we have to make sure, A, we get the message out about the savings, and B – I think the economy is going to prove them wrong, and people are going to realize, I really am better than I was 4 years ago.
Yeah, I think so, too. Well, speaking of the 2018 election, let's take a call from Joe in Wyandotte and talk about the Michigan Senate race, which, Joe, welcome to the show.
Joe warned me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I warned it on Facebook since we got a poll, which we're, you know, generally not too we're rather suspicious of. Yobs Group, Strategic National, apparently did a poll, and from what I could tell, it looked pretty straight up and believable. And it shows Bob Young up by 2 points over John James and 6 points over Sandy Pinsler. The only downside was I wish they would have included Bob Carr. They didn't include Bob Carr. And I'd certainly like to think that Bob Carr is even polling better than the establishment candidate Pinsler is.
That Pensler's the, I haven't heard
Sandy,
of this guy.
Sandy Pensler is a financier from Grosse Pointe.
Oh, so he's the guy the establishment wants. Is that what we're
That's
seeing?
That's what I'm told.
Ah, nonsense. I'm done with this establishment GOP crap.
I'm not sure he is or isn't. Okay, he may be. I mean, he's making good sounds. Look, I'm trying to get him on our show. Joe, can you get me a link to this guy? I can't.
Oh. No, I don't have any connections to him. But he's kind of in because Upton didn't get in. And Upton would have been a major failure.
Yes, he would. And you know what? So here's the thing. If you have not called into Theron's show, if you have not called into Pastor Rick's, our show, any of these shows at this
American
station.
Dream.
If, yeah, the American
Trigger
Dream.
Talk.
Trigger Talk. If you have not been here on Wham Talk 1600, and Bob Carr has been, and Bob Young has, they've both made very big efforts to get on these shows, you're not serious. You're not a candidate worth being in the race if you're not at least. This is the powerhouse of Southeast Michigan where the population is, for crying out loud. And if you're not on this show and the other shows here at Wham, you're not a serious candidate. It's that simple.
Yep, and as we've discussed, you've got to carry 28-ish percent of Wayne County to win a statewide Michigan race.
Yes, and I think Bob Young could do that. A, he's African-American. B, he's from Detroit. C, he knows the area. I think Bob Young could do that. Here's the thing, though. Why am I not – I have been tweeting to – Tucker Carlson, to Sean Hannity, to Fox News. Give a little airtime to the Michigan Republican candidates here in Michigan, because doggone it, it's a winnable race against Debbie Stabenow if we got a little help from people like at Fox News. Because I think there's a lot of Republicans here in Michigan who don't know Bob Young, who don't know Bob Carr, who don't know John James. You know what I mean? For crying out loud, Fox News, give us a little help over here in Michigan. You want to see a Republican senator? Help us out a little bit. Because that goes a long way.
I'm hoping Mark Levin would give Bob Young some time. Mark Levin, of course, being a big constitutionalist, and Bob Young being a former Supreme Court justice, proven constitutionalist, proven conservative, ready for day one on the job. I like John James, but he's not ready. He's ducking radio interviews. He's ducking the debates. They're trying to arrange debates, and he won't agree to debates. If he can't debate fellow Republicans, how's he supposed to go up against Stabenow?
That's Bob Carr that's trying to arrange the debates, right?
He's really pushing
that he wants to debate the other candidates, which of course only brings
I would love to see it. I really would, because you know what? Bob Carr and Bob Young are doing their job. They're out there. They've been on this show. They're calling them. You know, they call in. They're doing their job. They're doing what they're supposed to. They're not getting any love from the big radio and the big TV guys, and that's what you need in the state. You know what? Because there's a lot of Republicans in the outer parts of the state here who don't remember Bob Young. They're not putting two and two together. But if you put them on Hannity, you put them on Tucker Carlson, you put them on Laura Ingraham, you put them on Mark Levin, all of a sudden it's going to say, oh, we can have a Republican senator who's actually going to do what the people want instead of what Obama and Hillary wanted, mm-hmm. which is what Debbie Stabenow does. Folks, all I can say is this. Debbie Stabenow does not want what's best for you, because not Debbie Stabenow, not Gary Peters, voted for the tax reform. They want to tax you more. They don't want to give you your money back.
That's right.
This woman needs to go. We need to get rid of her this time around. Michigan needs to jump in and help out with the Trump train and the Trump agenda, because it's our agenda, not the Trump agenda. It's our agenda. That's the ones that picked him, and he's doing – thus far, Joe, tell me I'm wrong. Has he not been fulfilling his –
You're absolutely right, and you're right about – some people not putting two and two together. They need to be reminded. They voted for Bob Young before. He's not a politician. He's a Supreme Court justice. You still have to run for statewide election to re-term on the Supreme Court. And he has done that several times. So we get the best of both worlds with Bob Young. He's an outsider, not a politician, not an establishment party hack, but yet he's got great experience from the Supreme Court. If you voted for him for the Supreme Court, you want to vote for him for the same reasons, to go to D.C. and lay down the law.
Yeah, exactly right. So let me put the call to action out to all our listeners. If you've got a Twitter account, if you've got a Facebook account, you need to push Bob Young, Bob Carr, Michigan Republicans for Senate, to all of those people, Sean Hannity, Fox News. We got to get them out, even Channel Fox 2 Detroit, because I haven't seen Bob Young on Fox 2 Detroit. Have you?
No, he that liberal bunch.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But they had John James, didn't they?
Because, yeah, Bob Young would be too serious a candidate against Debbie Stabenow.
Yeah, so they don't want to help him out by giving him any airtime. So Fox 2, shame on you, Fox 2 Detroit, because you're pathetic liberals is what you are. Huel Perkins, the whole nine yards of those guys. You know, yeah. Luckily we get Theron on there once in a while.
Merry Christmas, Joe.
All right, Merry Christmas, Joe.
Merry Christos, Matt.
All right.
God bless you guys. Love you.
You too. Love you. Bye. And we'll see you all on the other side.
This is the most wonderful time of the year, not because of the presents, holiday lights, or Christmas movies, but because we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. My name is Derek Stone, producer for On the Edge with Theron, and the host of my own show, The Stone Cold Sports Truth. Please make sure to celebrate responsibly this holiday season and have a Merry Christmas and a joyous and blessed New Year.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. Authorities say they foiled a Christmas Day terror attack with San Francisco in its crosshairs.
Everett Jameson, a former Marine, had tried to obtain automatic weapons, ammunition, and explosives with which to carry out the attack. He'd contacted someone he thought was associated with the senior leadership of the Islamic State group. What he did not know was that the man he was speaking to was an undercover FBI agent. According to the Bureau, Jameson said Christmas was the perfect day to commit the attack.
Phil Edwards of Sky News. Jameson's a convert to Islam. Ukraine will be getting some military hardware from the U.S. for its fight against Russian incursion on its territory.
President Trump is expected to approve a $47 million package, which includes the sale of 210 anti-tank missiles and 35 launchers.
Fox's Sean Landjuhl in Washington. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Your bridge to recovery and wellness is WellBridge. WellBridge is redefining the rehabilitation and nursing care experience with the most amazing care facilities you've ever seen. All WellBridge locations offer a resort-like atmosphere, and their driving goal is to provide each guest with an epic experience. Here's former patient Evelyn Danielson from Brighton.
It was excellent. It wasn't only just the physical part of it, doing your exercises with them. It was the RNs, even down to the kitchen people that came in and said, "What can we fix you? What do you like? We'll try to do it for you." And everything with a smile, I couldn't get over. I would heartily recommend WellBridge.
For rehabilitation and nursing care, ask for something epic. Ask for WellBridge. In Brighton, Fenton, Novi, and Pinckney. Now looking for talented nurses and certified nurse assistants to join their growing team, WellBridge invites everyone to learn more about them at thewellbridgegroup.com. WellBridge, your bridge to recovery and wellness starts here.
It's been 5 years since we met Kelly Brighton, just before her weight loss surgery.
I was almost 300 pounds. Because of the Michigan Bariatric Institute, I've lost the weight. I now have the tools to keep it off. I am a better mom, I am a better wife, and I'm just a better Kelly Brighton, I think.
Begin your journey. Try a free monthly educational seminar at St. Joe's Livingston. Visit stjoeshealth.org/MBI to learn more.
But I came to love you anyway. So you tore my heart up, and I don't mind bleeding. Any old time you keep me waiting, keep me waiting.
And welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Sitting in studio with me, Ipsy Ed Bondarenka.
Hey, he cut it off before the guy finished the Christmas music. You know, the part where he gets the wishing, that bump music where he wishes everybody a Merry Christmas. That wasn't Christmas?
No.
No. Oh, never mind. Sorry.
But nice try.
Okay.
Let's take care of a little business. It's winter time. The snows have been starting to fall.
So have the tree limbs.
Tree limbs. Time to get them down. 248-640-7029 is J&M Landscaping Tree Division. Get those trees trimmed. Get them down before they bust your house up and the insurance companies are going to not do you justice anyway. So get those things down. There's a 20% off coupon for first-time customers in the current CourantOnline.com. And if you don't know that, you can get the Current Online. It's the same as a newspaper, CurrentOnline.com. So if you don't not lucky enough to get the printed copies, 24,000, you can get your free copy online anytime you want. So J&M Landscaping, 248-640-7029. Do not be taking those trees down yourself.
No, because, you know, you can really hurt your hearing with a chainsaw, you know? That loud chainsaw can hurt your hearing if you've done that.
Too many decibels. What?
Exactly.
Decimal what?
What? What? What? If you've done that, or if you're having a hard time hearing us right now and your radio just won't turn up loud enough, you need to contact the hearing clinic. Contact Dr. Amy Arnold. The hearing clinic, they have offices in Brighton and Farmington. You can try the Brighton office at 810-225-2205.
Oh, you're two for this, dude. Look at that.
Yeah.
You're getting good at this.
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm learning
Amy's
from
really
the
cool,
expert.
Too. Yeah. Go see Amy at the hearing clinic. She's awesome. Okay, so you just heard at the bottom of the hour. They thwarted the plot in San Francisco, radicalized former Marine who wanted to blow things up.
Boy, that just
crazy
boggles the mind.
Doesn't it? Just craziness. And you know what? So it is Christmas. We got like the next 48, 72 hours, folks. Be aware of your surroundings. Don't take it for granted. You know, you could be at the mall. You could be whatever. Be careful because we've been lucky here in Michigan and Detroit area because I don't think we, other than that Flint attack, we have not had really any terrorism.
Well, there was the underpants bomber over
Metro. Captain Underpants. Nice. Yeah, well, we've been very lucky. But you know what? It can happen anywhere in the country. So, you know what? Just keep your situational awareness at high gear for the holidays because there are some people who don't like us and don't like our Christian holiday. Mm-hmm. And if you're a CCW person, it's probably the perfect time to start caring.
Situational awareness.
Situational awareness. So be aware of that. Because what we had down in Australia, right, and this really irritates me, the guy that ran over and hit 19 people in Australia, right, they're always trying to hit that section of the city because there's a lot of traffic there. And, of course, the Australian police were saying, it's not terror-related.
History of mental illness.
Whatever.
I could tell you what his mental illness was.
He's Muslim.
Oh, I said I could, but obviously you have your own opinion. Okay.
Well, Saeed Noori. The first picture I saw, I'm like, you hear the guy with the big unkempt beard, right? Clue number one.
Yeah.
Number two, then they came out, well, he's Afghan descent or whatever. I'm like, all right. Now, number three, you're not going to come right out and say he's a Muslim, right?
Yeah.
But he is. And then of his own words.
They made a point that he was an Australian citizen.
But in his own words to the cops as they were pulling him down and arresting him, he's like, I'm doing this to revenge all the Muslims in the world that are being mistreated. I mean, that's called Islamic radicalism, folks.
They got shorthand for that. It's called Allahu Akbar.
What is wrong with Australia? What is wrong with these Western Europeans who don't see that? What is wrong with us here?
What is wrong with Australia that they let their citizenry be disarmed? What kind of citizenry? Australia, come on. That's like America in in the South Pacific. What the heck? They let them take all their guns away.
Isn't that amazing?
Oh!
Just amazing. Every time I think about it, the same with the Brits. The Brits did the same thing, too. You're not allowed to have guns anymore.
Brits are, Brits. But, I mean, Australia, man. Outback. You know, rugged individualism.
Men's men, right?
Yes.
When I think of Australia,
yes.
I think of men's men. This is, give me
yes,
the beer.
Exactly.
Give me my boomerang.
Snowy
I'm
River. Crocodile
gonna,
Dundee, you know?
Yes. I'm going to go shoot myself a kangaroo and eat
yes,
it.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. Well, Australia isn't like that anymore. They're a bunch of ninnies.
Oh, New Zealand's worse. I got friends in New Zealand that post. It's like, whoa. That's
really?
New Zealand's going really lib. It's horrible. Horrible.
What is wrong with people nowadays?
Must be in the water down there or something.
Could be.
Nuclear fallout from nuclear testing, in the 50s. That must be what's doing it.
Turning them all into weenies?
Yep. Yeah. Sorry.
Well, so, but here in the United States, we're on the right track, and including a woman that I have not been particularly fond of because I kind of thought she was a never-Trumper, but Donald Trump obviously saw something in her, and boy, I'm impressed. I'm not on board 100%, but she's really fulfilling. Nikki Haley is who we're talking about.
Boy, when Trump steps down, man, it's Mike Pence needs to watch out.
Well, you know what? She's so young. She can wait. a total of 16 or whatever. You know what I mean? But Nikki Haley has stepped up to the plate because if you haven't been, you know, if you've been hiding in the woods for the last week, 2 weeks, since Donald Trump announced that America will recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. And let's just say, number one, it's a campaign promise. But number two, it's just a fact. It is Israel's capital. Jerusalem's the capital. So you can ignore it. The Western Europeans can ignore it. We could ignore it as we did forever.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is, it is their capital.
Was in 1996, Congress said we'll move our embassy there.
Congress did it, right? And these idiots just want to say, well, it's the wrong thing. Hello. Since when is recognizing the truth, recognizing a fact, a bad thing? What has happened to the world when the truth is no longer good?
Who is the United States to, I mean, sorry, the United Nations to tell the United States where we're going to park our embassy?
Yeah.
How dare they?
Yeah.
Man, out of the United States right now. And I think Trump is going to stop funding them. Did you hear what he said? Or unless I'm stealing something, you were going to know where you're going.
Well, hold that thought, because let's listen to Nikki, and then we can talk about it. So you got track two ready there, Derek? This is Nikki Haley after the UN held this resolution vote to say the United States is bad, basically, for recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Go ahead and play it.
The United States is by far the single largest contributor to the United Nations and its agencies. When a nation is singled out for attack in this organization, that nation is disrespected. What's more, that nation is asked to pay for the privilege of being disrespected. The United States will remember this day in which it was singled out for attack in the General Assembly for the very act of exercising our right as a sovereign nation. We will remember it when we are called upon to once again make the world's largest contribution to the United Nations. And we will remember it when so many countries come calling on us, as they so often do, to pay even more and to use our influence for their benefit.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, she hit it right on the head.
Mm-hmm.
You know, number one, the tweet, the hashtag I was putting out the last 3 or 4 days was evict UN. Just throw them out. Go find yourself a new place. Go to Paris. Go to London. Go wherever. Get the hell out of the United States. We don't want you here anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to disrespect us? I hope Trump does cut their funding.
Yep.
You know, that if we're doing 22%, we're one, I think there's 170-odd nations or something in the UN, right?
Yeah.
And yet we're paying 22% of the budget?
They'd have to fold. You know, Trump could do something better with that property anyhow. Those buildings are old. They need to come down.
Let's put in a temporary shelter for homeless veterans.
Yes.
Right? Let's take care of our veterans first. The heck with the rest of these people and whatever else is going on. I'm just boggled. I guess what really hits me hard is it's a simple fact. It's the truth. The truth is Jerusalem's a capital, and they want to make us look bad for recognizing the truth.
Can I quote Trump?
Quote him.
Okay. They take hundreds of millions of dollars and even billions of dollars, and then they vote against us. Well, we're watching those votes. Let them vote against us. We'll save a lot. We don't care.
Absolutely.
I love that when I heard him say, we'll save a lot. That's a threat.
Oh, imagine the amount of money, and we could, let's build a wall with it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Let's take care of our veterans with it.
Yep.
Let's hire some more police for the inner city in Chicago with it. I mean, let's just ask Rahm Emanuel. Hey, Rahm, if we cut the UN by $100 million and give it to you for some extra cops in Chicago, are you all right with that? And see what he says.
Well, how many family members does he need on the payroll? You know, I mean, that's where the money would go. It's, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
All the new cops would be named Emanuel. Yeah.
I've never been a big fan of the UN because they are weak. They're inept. I mean, let's look at the UN response in Haiti,
World
right?
World Health Organization, maybe, but... You know, come on.
I'm going to disagree with you there only because here's the story. Remember Haiti? We sent the UN troops in to help Haiti. What did they do?
Rape and plunder.
Yes, they were spreading sexually transmitted diseases. Mm-hmm. They were spreading, dysentery, and I think hepatitis as well.
Yeah,
so great.
Right.
You're bringing in UN troops that have hepatitis and dysentery from third world countries to another third world country to spread the disease.
Not to mention blue helmets that have been involved in child prostitution, sex trade. You know, I mean, really, we don't need a UN army. We don't.
we don't need the UN.
We got because, NATO. Frankly, we don't need the UN. We got NATO.
And it's corrupt. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just, I'm done with the UN.
It's their one world government. That was their charter, one world government. We don't need a one world government.
I would pay the minimal to have the seat at the Security Council, at the table, whatever, but I wouldn't pay an extra dime. I would not pay another dime. Say, this is, we're paying our fee. We'll sit at the table. When you come around for the extras, we're just going to say, no, thank you. Don't agree with that. Bye-bye. I don't like the UN.
I'm wondering if we even should pay the minimum. I don't know.
Maybe not. I think there's a point being on the Security Council is helpful.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just to protect our own interests. Like in this case, when she vetoed something this week, I can't remember what it was. It's at thedailydrift.com. Yeah. But, you know, it is what it is. Well, let's take a break, Derek. And when we come back, we will talk about, let's catch up on the Trump collusion stuff. And, I want to play.
It'll be quick.
All right, we'll see you all on the other side.
Melikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas.
Fingerly Lumber. Hi, my name is Tom. I'm one of the kitchen and bath designers here at Fingerly Lumber. When you come into the showroom, you're going to see a lot of different things. We have lots of cabinet displays showing the different options you have within the cabinets, different countertops, just many different things to help you figure out just what it is you want to do in your kitchen.
Fingerly Lumber. We'll walk you through a project, not point you down the aisle. Fingerly Lumber.
So many times people walk in and they don't realize that we have a kitchen bath department. One of the things I really love about my job is when, after I've designed a person's kitchen and they've got it all installed, seeing the smile on their face and that they're pleased with what they have, it's a great feeling of satisfaction on my part just to know that I've helped them achieve their goals. Come in and see me. My name is Tom and I'd love to help you out with your project.
Fingerly Lumber. We'll walk you through a project, not point you down.
Hello, friends. I want to tell you about Japanese Auto Professional Service. I've been going to these guys since 1982, and the reason I keep going back consistently is because they're the best mechanics in Ann Arbor. They're at 563 South Main Street in Ann Arbor, 734-996-4606. Since 1979, Japanese Auto Professional Service has been taking great care of Toyota, Honda, Nissan, Subaru, Hyundai, and Kia cars. This is the place, friends. I'm Theroux telling you they're my auto mechanics. They should be yours. That's Japanese Auto Professional Service, 734-996-4606.
No matter where you are across the globe, you can listen to Wham Talk 1600. In Southeast Michigan, keep us locked on your AM radio. But everywhere else, there's whamradio.com. All you need is a smartphone or computer. Just go to waamradio.com and click on the Listen Live link. See the latest updates to whamradio.com and be sure to listen to all your favorite shows live. From Tampa to Traverse City, New Mexico to Maine, wherever you may be, Wham Radio is there, online and streaming live.
And welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to catch our Christmas show of The Drift.
Yeah, man. Hey, this eggnog is great. Thanks. I appreciate that. That's really good. It's the really festive, you know, Christmas decorations around here really brightening me up.
Well, I'm a big proponent of Festivus.
What are your complaints?
Festivus. My complaint
is hat Derek's wearing. I mean, that is a great hat. That's just amazing.
Elf. You look like Will Ferrell, man, with that hat on. There you go. Okay, so we're taking Christmas calls, 734-822-1600, if you want to call in and just wish us Christmas.
Hey, be brief, happy
to
come in.
Or wish your family Christmas. Yeah. Feel free to do that. And but I want to catch up on the Trump collusion stuff, right? Yep. So it's falling apart as we speak. Mueller's getting the big blowback now. McCabe, Rosenstein, it's all falling apart for them. And it just blows my mind that the Dems keep pushing on it, knowing full well that every week it's getting uglier for them. And they keep tripling down and quadrupling down on us. Like, when are you going to give it up? Because you're just making yourselves look really bad.
Yeah. So my wife said last night, she says, boy, we don't want to shut him up.
Exactly.
No, Trump does not need to shut that down.
I said to somebody, he couldn't find his own butt if he had 12 hands, right? If he had McCabe's hands, Rosenstein's hands, and everybody else's hands, they still couldn't find Mueller's butt.
He had the FBI to look for it.
It's just astounding. I really kind of feel bad, though, because I keep, you know, tweeting things about the FBI, but I always say, for you guys, the field agents, the special operators and whatnot, you know what? If you know something, speak up. Just throw those administrators and appointees under the bus.
That's because you have an IG. The IG is anonymous.
Yes, and we're supposed to get the results of that in January.
Oh, I'm looking
forward
to that.
Oh, I'm thinking it's going to be, hopefully, the IG. How do we know the IG is not one of these?
Because he's not. His name is escaping me right now. Talk on it. Man, he's a good guy.
But what's really odd is,
he has been doing stuff.
Yeah, there's been no leaks from the internal inspector general, mm-hmm. right? There's been no leaks that I know of. You don't hear his name. You don't hear any of the investigation going on. So I do. I'm the same boat as you. I hope to God that they come out with the most damning information on Obama, on the Clintons, on Mueller, on McCabe, on all of them. You know, I want to see some people go to jail. I'm not going to feel good unless somebody goes to jail. You know, let's take a call from Gary in Hazel Park. Gary, welcome to the show.
Gary, Merry Christmas.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas to you also.
And to you.
I'm not an
officer. Look, I can figure out what to do with the United Nations.
Oh.
You just throw it out of the country. I mean, simple as that. And then you take that big, beautiful building, and you parcel it up into lofts.
There you go. Yeah, I imagine they'd make some nice condos in there, couldn't you?
Yeah, but you use those lofts for returning GIs. And you set it up so that they have transportation and a way to get to and from their new jobs after you throw the illegal aliens out of the city.
Hey, you know how the Trump Organization rehabbed that railroad station in Washington, D.C., right?
Post office?
Or post office, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, that's...
I was thinking, he did another one?
No,
man,
right.
He just doesn't stop. He's
you're
working...
Right. Yeah.
Well, you're right, Gary, because, you know, I'm with you. Throw them out. What do they do for us? Let somebody else babysit them for a while. Why do we have to eat up all that cost of having that building and taking up that space? That's prime real estate, man.
And they get to park and throw away the tickets. You know what I mean? They get this diplomatic immunity. They can do whatever they want.
Well, that the parking thing's juvenile. Who cares about that? What I care about... For their, 50 years of existence, 70 years of existence, they've only done one or two things of note, such as making Israel a state and a couple other things. But mostly they just waste time. Yeah. They don't do anything except for, like you guys said earlier, rape and pillage. The things they did in the Congo, if you heard about that.
Half the time we have to end up going in and bailing out the UN peacekeepers anyways because they're ill-equipped, ill-trained, they don't know what they're doing, and they're probably just causing more trouble anyways. So we end up having to send our troops in to bail them out, right?
Right. So it's a wasted organization. So just get rid of it and go back to the League of Nations or something.
Right. The League of Extraordinary Nations.
Well, I'm trying to remember which country it was that got set on they got in charge of the Humanitarian Council, you know what I mean? The Human Rights Council. And like one of the,
Uganda or Iran, when you put Iran on the women's.
Venezuela.
Yes.
Let's take these people seriously. I mean, we really are.
Yeah,
we're really supposed to care what they say.
Yeah, it's absolutely atrocious. I for one agree with you. We could just get rid of the UN and be done with it. All right. Well, thanks, Gary. Appreciate the call. Have a merry, merry Christmas.
All right, gentlemen.
All right. Goodbye. You too. Thank you. All right. So we're back to talking about the waste of money, the Mueller investigation, and I don't agree with necessarily having the president just fire him. If Jeff Sessions wants to do that, that's on Jeff Sessions. But he's not finding anything, and I think everything, as you just said, that he's doing is going against the Democrats. Go ahead, Mr. Mueller. Keep looking, because all you're doing is making the Democrats look worse by the day.
Well,
so let it keep going.
Sessions, didn't he direct the Justice Department now to investigate the
Uranium One?
Yes. And that's going to lead to Clinton cash. That's going to... you know, just like the special counsel, you know, Mueller,
yeah,
you know, spread his wings in his area of interest, region of interest.
Yep.
Well, that investigation is going to open up a can of worms, and they're going to follow those worms all over the place.
Yeah, I think as they open up the uranium investigation, mm-hmm. Mueller's name is going to come up. He's going to have to resign on his own. So I don't think you need to poke the dog and let the mm-hmm. Democrats have a little leverage. Just let him ride it out, and he's going to resign on his own because he's going to look dirty. I think McCabe's going to look dirty. I think Rosenstein may not look dirty, but he's going to look incompetent and inept.
It may very well be that Mueller, in order to avoid any unwanted attention, says, well, you know what, we're done here, and just close up shop and hope it all goes away.
He might. He might. Yeah. And you know, the Dems keep pushing. Surprisingly, there was one Democrat who kind of said, enough is enough. There was actually another one mm-hmm. I saw this morning, a congressman, I think. But the new senator from Alabama, Doug Jones, had this to say. Derek, you got track three ready? This is Jake Tapper, and you can look at Jake Tapper trying to push the issue, right? So listen to Jake Tapper as he's talking to the new senator from Alabama, Doug Jones.
Agree with Senator Booker that President Trump should resign because of these allegations?
You know, Jake, where I am on that right now is that those allegations were made before the election. And so people had an opportunity to judge before that election. I think we need to move on and not get distracted by those issues. Let's get on with the real issues that are facing the people of this country right now. And I don't think that the president ought to resign at this point. We'll see how things go. But certainly those allegations are not new. And he was elected with those allegations at front and center.
I guess the question is, why should Al Franken resign if there are even more horrific allegations about President Trump, and no one is calling for him to step down?
Just reaching.
Well, I go back to the fact that those allegations were made, and he was elected president of the United States, and I think the American people spoke on that at this time. There's other things out there, but I think at this point we need to move on and try to work with some real issues that are facing the country and not worry about getting at odds with the president any more than we have to.
All right, so thank you, Doug Jones, for being one of the only honest Democrats out there. And part of that was probably because Donald Trump graciously called him up and said, congratulations, mm-hmm. and hope we can work with you, and blah, blah, blah. So maybe this guy's going to go into the Senate and not be the raving lunatic that Debbie Stabenow, Gary Peters, and the other Democrats are. You know,
for as long as he's there until the next election.
Yes.
And the Alabamians get their Senate back.
Exactly right. Now, he may want to be one of those Democrat blue dogs, put himself up
like
in order to get reelected next time.
Like Manchin in Virginia. Yeah.
Yes. So, well, I'm disappointed in Manchin that he's not on with this tax reform. Come on.
Well,
you know,
yeah,
stop.
That's true.
Get
that's
on surprising. Board the train and work where it makes common sense to work with the president. This tax reform needed to be done. It's going to make things better. Whatever. Do the rich people get a tax cut? Yes, they do. But they pay most of the taxes anyways, people.
But remember, any Democrat that bucks Schumer is going to lose his any office he has. You know what I mean? They're going to
you're not going to get
do
on
the same thing
the
like they did to Colbeck in Lansing. You know what I mean? All of a sudden, you got nothing. Nothing for you, sir. Nothing.
Yes, but he's the newest guy anyway, so he's not going to end up on anything.
Yeah, but we're talking about Manchin.
Manchin would be, yeah.
And as for Jake Tapper and his, you know, Trump allegations are even worse than anything.
It's nonsense.
Are you kidding me? There's photographic evidence. There's Franken's own admission.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, and it goes back to it, as Doug Jones said there, the people, those women made those charges before the election. They couldn't be proved. As a matter of fact, they were disproved because mm-hmm. that Leeds woman, who's the lady that said, oh, he groped me on the airplane in first class. Well, hello, at that time, the armrests, he could not have lifted the armrests because they don't lift, right? So she's a flat-out liar, and the Democrats want to trot her out again, and that's Lisa Bloom. We're going to pick that up next week. Lisa Bloom, daughter of Gloria Allred, paying these women to come forward.
Yeah, right? That's good.
All right, until next week, go to thedailydrift.com, stay informed, and get on Twitter and try and get some help for our Republican Senate candidates, folks. Try and get on Twitter and Facebook, and let's get some help going for those folks.
And most importantly, have a Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas. Mele Kilikima.
Yes.
All right, too. See you next week.